You are listening to the Experience University Podcast with Dr. K, Season 7, Episode 10.
Welcome to Experience University, where we aim to educate, inspire, and empower individuals who wish to design transformational experiences. Now your host, Dr. Kristen Malik.
Hello, hello, my friends. Everybody always tells me that every person is just a friend I haven't met yet. That is why I love to start this with hello, hello, my friends. I have had such really cool experiences over the last 2 weeks. I want to start off just covering some lessons that I learned from public speaking, keynote speaking for 3 different organizations, all drastically different, and some really interesting learning lessons from there. So first, I have been very fortunate and super humbled when people reach out to me and ask me to speak for their groups. I'm always so humbled. I found that over the last 2 weeks, I've done 3 kind of keynote featured speaker sessions, and they were so drastically different. One of them was a Zoom, and two of them were Zooms and one was in person, but one of the Zooms was for CEOs and VPs and other C-suite and high-level executives in the event planning industry. So this was for 25 people showed up on the call, and we were diving into event design, human-centered design, engagement, attendees, recruiting for attendees, marketing, sponsorship. It was a really, really great discussion. And I sat there and I did Zoom, and that's the modality that I was invited to present on. And with this particular group, I did not use any slides. We actually started the session with everybody going around, and this was a 60-minute session, like 6-0. And I spent the first solid 20 minutes going around to the people in the room, and I said, in 45 seconds, I want you to give me 1 to 2 sentences that is the number one issue that you're facing in the event industry or within your job within the last 6 months or a year, 6 months to a year. And they all shared. They all had 1 to 2 sentences, and I was writing down like crazy. Why would I do this? Well, that's a great question. One, it's a networking thing for them. 2, I don't want them to feel like they're alone in any of their issues. 3, I could provide real, true, honest to goodness, speak to their heart and soul, solutions, ideas to think about, hats to try on, very specific to their content that they're missing, that they're looking so desperately for. And then I have a giant list of all their pain points, and I can create custom trainings, custom workshops. I can come back in and speak on those. And I have all of this really rich data. But what I love about it is the fact that I then had these 25 points of data, and I could customize the whole rest of the hour specific to ideas, to examples, to the stories and the learning lessons. No, of course, that means I'm not just going in blind, clicking connect and talking. I have all of these things laid out in a nice organized way so that way when I want to reference a particular example or case study or tell a story, I can easily pull up those documents. But this group was interesting. Great people. And I get to meet some of them in person when I'm being brought into Dallas in December. So I'm very excited about that. Almost on the back of that, which is really funny. So that was on a Wednesday. And the following Monday, I was brought in person to a high school general session. I was the keynote for their professional development day, I guess, was in the auditorium. There had hundreds of people, and it was out of town for me. So I was, first of all, like, how did you even find me? I love that. And they wanted me to come and speak about my success, let people feel like they can do the same things that I've done. And doing my research at the school, this was a school that was in a lower economic area. The kids had a higher dropout rate, very little engagement. There's a lot of diversity, which was really cool to experience. And you could just tell that they've been like talked at for a long time. And, you know, they had years where they were on Zoom. And I came in and I didn't have a PowerPoint because I knew I was talking to high schoolers and you don't do that. So I came in and I just made a conscious decision at the beginning that I was just going to cuss in like the first two sentences just to show that like, hey, maybe pay attention, like sit up. This isn't normal for someone to stand up there. So they did my professional bio. They talked about all my accolades, all the cool things that I've done. And here I am. I'm this, you know, 5 foot tall white girl who's standing on a stage. A lot of people couldn't relate. They hear all this success and they are seeing someone that may or may not look like them. And I got up on the stage and my very first line was, I want you to ignore everything you just heard. Like when I was growing up, this was my family situation. This is all the stuff that happened to me. This is, you know, a lot more to get into than just on this podcast right now. And I really sat there and said, look, we can't judge books by our covers, right? You hear my bio, it's a lot like social media. You see the highlights, you see the high points, but you don't see the low points. You don't see me sleeping in my car. You don't see me doing these things. And I will tell you, the engagement from that group, almost nobody was on their phone. I would ask questions throughout the presentation and I would ask them for hand raises if it applied to them or didn't. Almost full participation on that. Nobody fell asleep, which is a thing if you've never spoken to high schoolers, especially in different types of economic zones. I was really impressed with the questions that were asked at the end, but it was a completely different speaking style. How I was talking to my C-suite and how I was talking to these high schoolers, completely different. And being able to adapt the vernacular, to be able to use similar language, to be able to have that situational leadership and public speaking style was super interesting. And then just this morning, I was invited. I did this 2 years ago. I was super humbled to be brought back, especially with the situation in the world right now. I was invited to speak to two universities in the Ukraine on Zoom and one university from Washington State University on the College of Business. And it's a really cool global program that the professor there, Deepa Jha, that he runs. And I am always humbled when he invites me to come speak to these incredible future leaders. And I used a PowerPoint for this one because the visual engagement, but also the fact that for a lot of the people on the call, English was not their first language. So I had some extra wordy slides so people could read or take pictures or screenshot. However, Washington State students were in person and the two Ukraine universities were online. And I really found the discussion fascinating. And these kids are going through all of this stuff. These young adults, these college students, they're going through it everywhere, right? Mental health crisis is a thing. But then also in the Ukraine, they're literally in the middle of a war. There's so many students that obviously didn't have their cameras on. Who knows what their situation is like? And they're showing up for themselves and showing up for their education. And when I was in the question and answer portion, of course, you can ask questions throughout, but a lot of cultures do prefer to keep them to the end. I had one student write in the chat. They said, what do you think the war tourism is going to be like for the future of Ukraine? And that I had so many emotions in this. I had so many emotions in terms of, wow, like you're already thinking about the future and building up your tourism economy and how you can use this to your advantage to help rebuild and to get money. And also sitting there thinking like, I am not there. I can't accurately evaluate your infrastructure and all your different locations. I don't know what's still standing and what's not. We get portions of the news, right? And no matter where we are in the world. And the discussion was so rich. And it was really incredible to see these different discussions. So here I am. It's a 2-week period, and I have had 3 public speaking keynote type situations, where they're all so different, so drastically different. And the person who had booked me for the high school trip had, for the keynote at the high school, had reached out, and I just assured them, if you invite me to speak to other groups, it's not going to be like that. It's going to be different every time. And the feedback from all three of them were incredible. And the evaluation comments that I read went along the lines of, it seemed like she was speaking directly to us in our issues and our problems. And I was talking to my class the other day. I'm teaching one class this semester in event design. And I was talking to my class and I said, you've got to know who you're talking to. You got to know who your participants are. And you don't need to know their demographics. You need to know their psychographics. You need to know what they want, what they need, what their pains, what the gains, what their struggles are. So you can really speak into it, because people show up when they get value. And it's up to you to bring that value. And if you don't know, don't make something that's super, super generic. Don't make something that's just a slide deck with a bunch of data and facts and bullet points. Really find out your audience. And if you don't know who your audience is, then ask them. Then just ask them. That's exactly what I did in that webinar. I took almost half the time and said, tell me what your issues are, because I would much rather give you a 30-minute pinpoint, super detailed presentation that's exactly what you want and need in this moment, then give you an hour of fluffy stories and generic concepts that may or may not help you. I hope that you've enjoyed my oral reflection. I'm trying to continue to document all the interesting things that I've been going through. I just wrapped up this sound healing session, which includes, oh, it's just so fascinating. There's so much science in sound. And it's just another one of those interesting areas I get to pull into my behavior change design work. And so I'm going to dedicate the whole next episode to this particular area of the industry that I don't think we talk about enough. We normally talk about using the smells, scents, you know, essential oils, et cetera, et cetera, and how that olfactory part of your body tends to be most associated with memories, but I don't think we talk enough about sound. If you have been to any events lately and you've had a sound bath sign up, you know they're super popular. The rooms are always overflowing. And I didn't really get it. I thought it was kind of a fad. I thought it was like, oh, cool, like we're doing a sound meditation. But knowing the science behind it and knowing how it feeds into the system overall and the implications that has for behavior change, I'm super, super excited to share this with you. So until next week, have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to the Experience University podcast. Stay tuned for our next episode.